This is Jordan Seculo. Today on J Seculo Live, the DOJ announces that its investigation of the investigators is to be broad in scope and multifaceted, not just to include government agencies, but non-government agencies as well, like Fusion GPS.
Live from Washington, D.C., J Seculo Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
The Department of Justice, through the Office of the Assistant Attorney General, has responded to Chairman Gerald Nadler, the chairman of the House Committee on the Judiciary, and his request to find out more information about the review being conducted by the U.S. Department of Justice into certain activities involving the campaigns in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and certain related matters. Here is the letter that was sent for our Facebook and Periscope audience from the Department of Justice to the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. And in this letter, what is, I think, the breaking news element, what has gotten so much attention, is that the Department of Justice is being very open and honest about just how big of an investigation this is. My dad, Jay Sekulow, chief counsel of the ACLJ, attorney to President Trump, is joining us as well. Dad, the letter starts with, quote, "The review," is what they're calling it, "is broad in scope and multifaceted as intended to illuminate open questions regarding the activities of U.S. and foreign intelligence services as well as non-government organizations and individuals." That is a very broad investigation indeed.
So let's break down that statement, Jordan. I think you've hit the key line of General Barr's letter back to Gerald Nadler. So first he says, and let's break it down, the review is broad in scope and multifaceted. So what does that mean? They are looking at every single aspect of the origins of what is called Crossfire Hurricane. That was the counterintelligence action that was taken against President Trump and the Trump campaign dating back to 2016, and perhaps even before then. It was officially Crossfire Hurricane as soon as it opened. So we're going to get the information there. Then he says, and it is intended to illuminate open questions regarding the activity of U.S. and foreign intelligence agency services. Okay, let's look at that sentence. So what does that mean? We're going to look at FISA warrants. That's the activities of the U.S. And foreign intelligence services. Contacts, we're going to look at process. So all those FISA warrants with all those potential problems are going to be out there. Then look at the last sentence. As well as non-governmental organizations and individuals. That could be anything from James Comey to James Clapper to Brennan, John Brennan, and others. And maybe others that were in the Obama administration. Remember when they made that famous decision to change the scope of who would share human intelligence and foreign intelligence. And remember the unmasking authority that took place right in the last 21 days of the administration. All of that's being looked at. And then, of course, non-governmental organizations. So we'll find out who those are that were involved in this. It's very broad in scope. This is why Brennan, Clapper, McCabe, Strzok, Page, and others are very, very concerned. Of course, James Comey.
Yeah, I mean, the nervousness, we've called it the den of vipers coming out because they've been snapping at each other, those who signed on to the FISA warrant, those who have been fairly silent in the past, like the former chief counsel of the FBI, James Baker, who certainly and suddenly came out on MSNBC with Rachel Maddow defending himself. You're seeing these other actors, Jim Comey, of course, continuing to bring this up, Clapper, Brennan, and others. This has got to be a review that has them, it is a review that has them concerned. And we know what's interesting in this letter, Dad, I think what is, it's a point that may get overlooked, actually, is that the office for this review is right in the heart of the swamp in Washington, D.C., that they've made space available for the U.S. attorney in Connecticut to have his team right in D.C.
That's right. So they are doing this out of the main Justice Department. They've got John Durham, a very well-known, very well-respected U.S. attorney for the District of Connecticut, handling it, but it's going to be based out of Washington as well. Look, we said we would get to the bottom of it. We said you'd have to have patience. We won on the Mueller allegations, no collusion, no corruption, no obstruction, and now we're going to find out who started this unbelievable counterintelligence move against a president.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. My dad is joining us, Chief Counsel of the ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, who's also a senior attorney for the President of the United States, for President Trump. We're talking about a letter which gives us a window into the DOJ's review of the 2016 presidential election and the matters leading up to what they call the review, and the intelligence matters leading up to that. Remember, it started, as my dad said, before there was Bob Mueller, there was a FBI counterintelligence investigation that began called Crossfire Hurricane, led by a well-known name now, Peter Strzok. And let's play that sound from Mark Meadows. Do we have the sound from Mark Meadows? And we'll get my dad to comment on this. Here is Mark Meadows, congressman from North Carolina, talking about more information that they have found about the origins. This is pre-Bob Mueller, origins of this investigation. Take a listen.
I've reviewed some additional documents, Maria, that would indicate that prior to that first FISA application, and Peter Strzok, Andy McCabe, and others at the FBI knew that Christopher Steele's dossier was not credible, and they did a rush to make sure that they could actually surveil him. That will come out because there's a cover-up that happened within certain realms at the FBI.
I mean, so, Dad, right there you've got, again, this new information coming to light about the origin stage of this. We talk about the pre-special counsel, pre-Jim Comey leaking his memos to get a special counsel appointed, that this is all going to be investigated. We also learned, Dad, that the IG report, Mark Meadows said, may be delayed because of new information, and that the importance of this investigation is that, unlike the IG report, which is very limited to inside DOJ and the FBI, which the DOJ oversees, this investigation has presidential authority granted to it to go to every U.S. intelligence agency and get their cooperation.
That's right. And remember, let's look at the next paragraph of the letter itself. The Attorney General looks forward to obtaining a better understanding of the critical period leading up to the 2016 presidential election, so starting in 2015 when all this started, which to date have not been fully examined. So what he's saying right there, it has not been fully reviewed during this entire process. Not Bob Mueller, no one in the Justice Department reviewed it. As the U.S. approaches another election season, it would be most prudent to timely draw upon the lessons learned from our recent history and to apply them responsibly and effectively to protect the interests of the American people within the bounds of sound judgment and the rule of law. We appreciate your support to that end. This is going to the other agencies as well. Now, here's what Mark Meadows is saying. The Inspector General's report may be delayed, and that's okay because of additional evidence that's being uncovered. And you've seen the comments of Baker and Brennan and Comey and some of the others, and Clapper. And Clapper and Brennan are now blaming James Comey. They're saying they said that dossier was unverified. They said it was not something that was going to be reliable, yet it is the basis of FISA warrants. So there is going to be a reckoning here that's going to be very serious, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. So while I'm representing the president in these ongoing congressional inquiries, now we're past the Bob Mueller phase, so my new phase is to supervise the legal work as it relates to the oversight of Congress and the situation in New York that we have to deal with the state attorney general there. This will also be an interesting thing, although we don't work on this directly as the president's lawyers. Obviously, the outcome of it affects our client, my client, who is the president of the United States. So we're going to get to this. This was crossfire hurricane. This is the origins of the counterintelligence investigation. And Jordan, it's going to be uncovered. The light is going to be shown on this, and it's not going to be pretty for people that have been so much of bragging and braggarts and so aggressive against this president in their recent public statements. This is all a political cover for what's coming.
And, you know, you mentioned that it's never, as the attorney general said, has never been investigated. There also in this letter, it says there remains open questions relating to the origins of the counterintelligence investigation, the very beginning, and the U.S. and foreign intelligence activities that took place prior to and during that investigations, and that this review will seek to determine whether the investigation and those investigators complied with the law. And that's why you have that a U.S. attorney investigating this, someone who could bring charges if necessary.
That's exactly right. So the end result of this is that this is an investigation that could lead to charges. So here's what I want to lay out for everybody. If you're watching on Facebook, I encourage you to share this with your friends right now. Radio, tell your friends also to tune in, because we're really giving you an in-depth analysis here. What will happen is investigators will start a process of review. That's already ongoing. Under the direction of U.S. Attorney Durham. He is in charge of the investigation. However, he's been allowed to set up a base of operation, if you will, and this is important, in Washington, D.C., at Main Justice, to review and to have asked assets available to him to put this together. This started before the nomination. It goes back to 2015, 2016, and it was called Crossfire Hurricane, and we're going to find out what Strzok and Page and Clapper and Brennan and Comey and McCabe and Baker were up to. And I don't think it's going to be pretty. And I think we're going to finally figure out what the truth is here. And that's going to put the entire Mueller report, which is now old news, into even a different perspective. And as you said, Jerry Nadler had his committee meeting yesterday. They're having another one today involving Barr and Don McGahn. This is more political theater. And I think what you're having develop here is they all know, including the Democrats, they don't want this information out to it. I think you should address that. The Democrats do not want this information out.
No, it's why that this letter was sent. Remember, the Department of Justice is responding here to a letter from Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler, a Democrat who chairs the House Judiciary Committee, who had pretty much a failed hearing yesterday with John Dean, who, as you said, admitted to obstructing justice himself during Watergate. As that was the lead witness yesterday in their hearing, and of course the Republicans battered him up. He's also a paid CNN contributor, so I mean this is the kind of people they're getting to testify. But Jerry Nadler is the impetus for why the DOJ released this letter, and I'm guessing now, like a lot of moves, Dad, that Jerry Nadler has made, like that contempt threat that he's had to pull back on Bill Barr, he's probably rethinking whether his staff should have ever sent this letter to the DOJ, because again, though it really is just an overview of what they will do, it must be sending shivers down the spine of much of D.C.'s swamp.
Oh, there's no question about it. Look, I'm going to be back in Washington next week, and you know what's happening. I mean, everybody knows what's going on here, right? If the truth is about to come out of what took place here, and it's going to be bad. There were American citizens spied upon, and I'm not afraid to use the word, without a proper pretext, without a proper contextualization for the spy. I believe that's going to come out. I think the unmasking issues are going to come out. I think that they were aware that that dossier was not verified. They were aware that that dossier was salacious, as James Comey said to then-President-elect Trump, yet they utilized it. So here's what we have. we have a situation now where we can bring light to this, and that's what's going to happen. And as we have these congressional hearings unfolding all throughout Congress, and as I said, my job is supervising this with the team of lawyers, and we're going to be effective as we were with the Mueller report, which ended exactly as I thought it would. No collusion, no obstruction. We knew that. It was interesting yesterday. They were trying to get John Dean to talk about obstruction. And even a lot of the lawyers on their panel said, well, we couldn't, all 10 acts wouldn't be acts of obstruction. But look, here's the fact. The Department of Justice under Bill Barr and Rod Rosenstein and the Office of Legal Counsel looked at these allegations of obstruction and said, it's not obstructive conduct. And that's it. So that part is really done. Now, Congress is playing whatever role they want to play here. But I think they are doing it at their own peril. Nancy Pelosi knows that starting impeachment proceedings would be a disaster for the Democrats. So instead of legislating and trying to get things done, if they want to spend their time investigating, believe me, I've got a team of lawyers ready to match it.
You know, folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls as well. 1-800-684-3110. Do you think this is sending shivers down the spine of those swamp creatures? Certainly, they don't like when they are being investigated. They like to do the investigations when they're the head of the CIA or the director of national intelligence or the head of the FBI or the deputy director of the FBI or the general counsel at the FBI. They certainly don't like being investigated themselves. This could include the CIA officials, State Department officials, which also has an intelligence aspect to it as well. And the president has given the authority to this U.S. attorney to go to those agencies. That is unlike what the Inspector General at the Department of Justice can do. His job is to oversee what goes on in the Department of Justice and then the FBI, which is part of the Department of Justice. But he can't really go outside of that very far and get cooperation. The president has given this U.S. attorney basically unlimited ability to go to and commanded those department heads of intelligence agencies in the U.S. to provide the information he requests to conduct this investigation. We will take your calls when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. How important is this to you that finally we are moving on the investigation of the investigators? And we're getting now a preview of just how broad in scope this is and how multifaceted this is. I think it's a good thing if you support our country, if you support our president, if you believe what was done to the president and his campaign was wrong, if you believe spying on Americans without authority is wrong by using phony dossiers, what are your thoughts, though? 1-800-684-3110. We will start taking your phone calls in the next segment of the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Jay Secchio Live, and thanks for joining us this third segment of the broadcast. Remember, we've got a second half hour coming up as well, and we said we'll start taking phone calls. Today's discussion focused in on this letter that was released by the Department of Justice to the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, Democrat. It's all coming out because Jerry Nadler asked for the information about what this, quote, they're calling the review of the actions taken by both the DOJ, FBI, and intelligence agencies, non-governmental organizations. So that means groups like a Fusion GPS, so not government-affiliated organizations, private organizations, and individuals leading up to the 2016 election and the intelligence that led to, you know, of course, the FISA warrants and the investigation into the Trump campaign specifically. So we've got now a window into just the breadth of this investigation, and I'm sure Jerry Nadler is questioning whether he should have sent this letter or not, because it should be scaring a lot of Washington, D.C. It starts off by saying that the review is broad in scope and multifaceted. I mean, right there, it's a big deal. But I want to go to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. My dad, Jay Secchio, our chief counsel at ACLJ and lead attorney to President Trump, is joining us as well. If you want to talk to us on the phones, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Andy's calling in from Florida on line one. Andy, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, how are you guys? First, I just really want to quick say, all the men and women there at the ACLJ, fantastic work, everything you guys do, and I enjoy listening to you every morning.
Thank you.
To get to my point, I really have to be honest with you, and some of us have to think this through. You know, I know that the Democrats are rattling the cage right now, impeach, 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 all that kind of thing, and I respect Bill Barr, and I respect the president, but I really, really think that if we can just use this as almost a scare tactic to shut them up. Now, I do know that people have done wrong things, and I do want to see justice done. But at the same time, if we can move away from the impeachment idea and get on with things, get some things done, wouldn't it be almost worth it to let it go at this point?
I'll jump in, Andy. I think here's the reality. No one is letting that go on the Democrat side. Joe Biden is about to give a speech that calls the president an existential threat to the United States of America. He's the leading presidential candidate on the Democrat side for now. Polls have been dropping, but he's going to call the president, as he released very early these remarks that he's going to give later today in Iowa. The president will also be in Iowa. An existential threat to the U.S. It's not going anywhere. The bipartisanship isn't working. The crisis at the border, the humanitarian crisis alone, is an example of that. So, no, you don't give up. That would be the typical Republican thing to do. Okay, we'll move along. You don't do that, Dad, in this situation. You fight back, and you fight back aggressively, because no U.S. presidential campaign should ever be spied on like this again.
Nancy Pelosi said she wanted to see the president in jail. Yep. She said that while he was in England and in France. So let me tell you what the answer is. Fight back. They are not going to impeach this president. I do not believe that for a moment. They are going to rattle cages and try to rattle up this testimony, because what they were not successful in getting what they wanted out of the Mueller report. So now they're trying to do what the president calls a redo. Now, what's going to happen, and the reason I don't think they will impeach or open an impeachment inquiry, they certainly couldn't get a conviction, is that they know that that will backfire in the upcoming election, which is a year and, 4 months out.
Yeah.
So, you know, 15 months from now, they've got to be in a position to start running now. So if they're going to run on impeachment and not do impeachment, that's pretty dangerous for them. And if they're going to do impeachment, that is also dangerous for them. However, we need to be aggressive in our advocacy for the rule of law and for the Constitution. And that's going to include finding out how this investigation started, because Americans should not be spied upon without probable cause. And it looks very apparent right now. We'll know a lot more in the weeks ahead that there was no probable cause here. So this is serious. This is real. This, by the way, is not a special counsel investigation. No. Durham is not appointed a special counsel. He is inside the Department of Justice and has been tasked with this issue, and he will get to the bottom of it. So they will not be impeached. What we need to do is, so the president's focusing on jobs, border security, negotiations, successful negotiations with Mexico. He's dealing with China. He'll be dealing with Russia and the Middle East plan, which will be rolling out very soon. So the president's agenda is going to move forward. What Congress does or does not do is going to be up to the Democratic Party leading Congress.
I think that was very apparent on our broadcast yesterday, where we discussed how the tariff threat used by the president, which was even criticized by some Republicans who said they may try to prevent the president from putting tariffs on Mexico, is the only way Mexico finally got to the table after months of negotiations and signed on to a deal to put 6,000 of its own National Guard troops, Mexican National Guard troops, on Mexico's southern border. And then their foreign minister went so far as to say that if that doesn't work to prevent tariffs from ever being placed on Mexico, that they would look at setting up a regional asylum system, which would be another significant step if they can't get this flow of illegal migrants under control by using their National Guard at levels that the Homeland Security Secretary, the acting secretary, said they've never even just put on the table before. Numbers that they never even put on the table before, and because of that tariff issue. So the president does continue. He's not being distracted by this. He's continuing to fight on the issues. I think people are actually surprised. We got a lot of callers yesterday, Dad, who were surprised how much the president has been able to do in light of Congress being basically inactive, if you will, on real issues.
I can testify to that firsthand. I mean, I'm not going to discuss conversations I had with the president, but I speak with the president, as you know, regularly, and it covers a whole host of issues, which is normal. And here's the thing that's interesting. You got right now on CNN Breaking, why are we speculating about impeachment? That's what Nancy Pelosi's saying. She knows it's a political loser.
Yeah.
So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. So we're going to get to the truth on this. You know, we've had a very aggressive FISA campaign, FOIA campaign ourselves.
Yeah.
Where we've gotten a lot of information about a lot of material, about a lot of what was going on in these administrations. And we're still going to initiate those as necessary. But I will tell you this, and this is to our audience out there, your support of the ACLJ enables us to do get to justice, bring you this broadcast every day, fight for life, fight for freedom, get those Freedom of Information Act case lawsuits running. So I feel very good. I'm very happy that Bill Barr's done an incredible job. Yep. I just say let's keep it up.
Folks, remember, we've got a second half hour coming up, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. The big question I have for you that I'd like to get your comments on is, I mean, remember, as this letter says, I mean, Dad, I think to your final comment, that none of this was ever has yet to be investigated. We feel like these investigations have gone on and on and on, but this part, the beginning of the counterintelligence investigation, the dossier, this is the first time it's being investigated. There's no previous investigations have actually been done by the executive branch, by the Department of Justice. I know Congress has done some hearings, but no real investigation. This is it. This is the first time it's happening.
That's right. So what's now happening is you have a real U.S. attorney who has the authority of the United States government working out of Maine Justice to get this matter reviewed, determine and take a course of action to bring it to justice, and he will do that. So I think we've crossed an important threshold here, no question about it.
All right, folks, get your calls in now, 1-800-684-3110. How important do you believe this investigation is and the breadth, the scope of the investigation? 1-800-684-3110. As always, support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org and get information there as well. We'll be right back.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Let me reset the stage for you just in case you are joining us for the first time today on the broadcast in our second half hour. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to the Department of Justice asking about what it was doing with its appointment of a U.S. attorney, John Durham, for the U.S. attorney for the District of Connecticut, into this review. And so what was that all about? Well, Jerry Nadler, who sent the letter, is probably now wishing he didn't. One, he could have kind of figured this out from the news. But two, now it's in writing from the Department of Justice and released to us. I'm holding it in my hands. You can read it too. It's available publicly. It came from the U.S. Department of Justice Office of Legislative Affairs, from the Assistant Attorney General to Chairman Nadler. And it says that the letter responds to your request for information relating to a review currently being conducted by the U.S. Department of Justice into certain activities involving the campaigns in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and certain related matters. The review is, quote, broad in scope and multifaceted. And now listen to all the different parts. And is intended to illuminate open questions regarding the activities of, get this, U.S. intelligence services, foreign intelligence services, as well as non-governmental organizations. That would be groups like Fusion GPS or just anything that's not a government, a company, an organization that's not a government-affiliated group, and individuals themselves. Just think about it right there. U.S. intelligence, and there's many different agencies there. Foreign intelligence, many different agencies there. Non-government organizations, there's hundreds of those. And individuals. So that's how broad the scope of this investigation is. And it is also important to note that the president has given the authority to the DOJ and to this U.S. attorney to require the heads of the intelligence community and each department or agency that includes an element of the intelligence community to promptly provide such assistance and information as the attorney general may request in connection with what is known now as the review. It's important to note that as many investigations have gone on, you know, the Bob Mueller's investigation, congressional investigations, that it is, the letter ends with this. I think it's just important to note. The Attorney General looks forward to obtaining a better understanding of the critical period leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Listen to this. This may be shocking to you after all of this because of the news and how much we've talked about it, which to date has not fully been examined. Let me go to Than Bennett right away in Washington, D.C. I mean, Than, that line alone to me, that with all the other things that have been examined, special counsel never looked at this, had to get rid of his, members of his own team, like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, because of what is being investigated in this, but never looked at it. It has never been fully investigated. The origins, what is known as Crossfire Hurricane, the origins of the counterintelligence investigation that ultimately morphed into a special counsel for more than 2 years and over 400-page report.
Jordan, I think it makes people all across this city, and especially inside the Department of Justice and the FBI, very nervous. I mean, you can go down the list of people who have already been compromised in this investigation for wrongdoing. I mean, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, Jim Baker, Jim Rybicki. There are others. But Jordan, you're right. New information, new people who were involved. And look, just politically speaking, just for a little political color, I think the initial letter from Chairman Nadler was an effort for him to push the Attorney General back in a box, say, listen, we're in charge here. We're the ones that are calling the shot. I do think he regrets that now, Jordan, because if you read this letter, it's very hard to argue with anything in it. Basically, it's the Attorney General saying, look, spying occurred. It occurred using bad information. People knew it was bad information before they used it. And I am going to find out who inside the department and outside the government was involved. Jordan, I don't think that's a position that Chairman Nadler can oppose. I know he will try, but I'll bet he wishes he left this one alone altogether.
Folks, when we come back, we take your phone calls right away. We're going to get right to phones these next couple of segments of the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air. We want your reaction to this letter from the DOJ, giving us a window into how big of an investigation this is into the investigators. 1-800-684-3110.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. As I said, we're going to go right to the phones, and that is what we're going to do as we are getting this window into just how broad in scope, to quote the letter from the DOJ to Chairman Nadler, and multifaceted the investigation of the investigators is. And it is truly an investigation of the investigators when the president has given the authority to this U.S. attorney and the attorney general to require the quick compliance of all of the different heads of our intelligence agencies in the U.S. and sub-departments of the intelligence agencies to comply with any request they need to get to the bottom of what they are calling, quote, the review of how a U.S. presidential campaign was spied on. And it's being done by an attorney, U.S. attorney, who has prosecutorial power to bring criminal charges if necessary. Right to the phones we go. Rick in Pennsylvania on line one. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. Yeah, two quick questions. One, could Mueller himself be in some trouble that after a two-year exhaustive investigation, he wouldn't even have looked into the origin of the dossier, for one question? The other is there still redacted information that is going to come out that could be a huge help in getting to the bottom of this?
I don't think there's much of – I think that most of the information like you're hearing about that Than is being released to Congress now and so that Bill Barr won't be held in contempt, surprise, surprise, by Jerry Nadler, is information that they were just reviewing to make sure it wasn't illegal for them to release to Congress. They have limits, too, on what they're allowed to release publicly as the Department of Justice, especially about, one, ongoing investigations, but also investigations that led to no prosecution, that we don't put out information about people in the U.S. that may make them look bad if it didn't lead to an actual prosecution. Of course, that was different for Bob Mueller, who did that to the president, of course, who could have concluded his report very quickly when realizing there was no Russia collusion, which was part one. You know, there was no collusion with Donald Trump or the Trump campaign in Russia. Could have ended it there, didn't. But normally, and as Bill Barr is following the real practice, you don't put that kind of information out. So what is being released had to be reviewed.
Jordan, this was always a charade from the House Judiciary Committee. I mean, instantly after more of the Mueller report was made available to the public than was required by law, the Attorney General had provided to the House Judiciary Committee a version of the document that removed all of the redactions except for what was prohibited by law, that grand jury information. That was available to Chairman Nadler from the very beginning. He refused to read it and then complained that he wasn't being given access to it. Jordan, in continuation of that, this agreement that was reached yesterday to provide some of the information to the House Judiciary Committee, summaries of interviews and things like that, that was always a process that was being reviewed and was going to be handed over to the committee. And I think the statement from the chairman today is worth reading, Jordan, because it actually reveals that is exactly the case. Here's what he said. This is not a Republican. This is Chairman Nadler. He says, "We have agreed to allow the department time to demonstrate compliance with this agreement. If the department proceeds in good faith and we are able to obtain everything that we need, then there will be no need to take further steps." Jordan, he says right in there that the department is currently behaving with good faith. So everything that he did up until now, Jordan, that was all a charade.
All a charade, all to make the president look bad, to make Attorney General Barr look bad, to try to make him look like he was, remember they were saying he's not being the attorney general, he's being the president's attorney. And again, quickly shifts when, wow, they actually will comply with real requests that we make. If we make real requests by Congress and that we give them time to do their review and then they actually turn around and produce the documents we've requested, we don't have to hold them in contempt like we did with Eric Holder, who wouldn't do that with Fast and Furious. Remember, wouldn't comply with a request that were legitimate from Congress. Just to remind you the difference. And again, a lot of this gets political. I think especially the investigation of the investigators. It's freaking out Washington, D.C. and the swamp. And I think it's bigger. It's not just Democrats. It's all of that Washington, D.C. establishment, which is what I think is great about this investigation. It's not partisan. It's not. It is about getting to the bottom of the problem inside Washington, D.C.'s institutions that believe they should be in control of who the president is. And so if they don't like one of the leading presidential candidates, they should be able to do something about it. It's like a movie, and it's the greatest threat to our constitutional republic is having intelligence agencies that get involved, and they did get involved. They messed up this time. I mean, Jim Comey really messed up by coming out with the two statements on Hillary Clinton, one just days before the election about reopening, then closing. I mean, that was no good for Hillary Clinton. His initial statement saying that there would be no prosecutions, even though that wasn't his decision to make. I mean, it already happened this election in 2016. We had FISA warrants. We had spying on the Trump campaign. It should never happen again. We have to make sure it doesn't happen in 2020. We're about to go to your phone calls. Keep calling 1-800-684-3110. A lot of time left to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. But I want to bring in Wes Smith as well. I mean, Wes, that's the ultimate goal. I'd like to see some people brought to justice here, too. I mean, Nancy Pelosi talks about the president being behind bars. How about Jim Comey? How about Brennan and Clapper? And what were they up to? And Sally Yates and these people and Peter Strzok. I mean, they at least to know what were, you know, leaking documents that you had conversations with the president like Jim Comey did intentionally, and then acknowledging that you did that through a leak. I mean, the American people, the bottom line is we all want to see justice get done. But the most important part is about protecting our constitutional republic. And we do that by making sure our intelligence communities don't interfere illegally with our elections ever again.
Yeah, one of the things that A.G. Barr mentioned was he wants to know whether or not some of these investigations, you know, were warranted, whether there was a predicate for actually doing these things. But whatever we find out about that, it doesn't look good for the people involved. What we do know, Jordan, is that there was plotting at the highest levels of law enforcement against a presidential campaign, and this counterintelligence investigation went on after he became president. They had a counterintelligence investigation of a sitting president, and the DOJ has made it very clear. They're not just looking at whether or not there was misbehavior within the Department of Justice. They're also looking at the other 16 intelligence agencies and whether or not they colluded in this, and that's real collusion. And I think it makes a lot of people in Washington very nervous, as it should. And already you can see some of the Democrats and the mainstream media are beginning to put up their defenses and pile on Attorney General Barr. Just today, CNN referred to this whole investigation as, quote, Barr's controversial project, as if it's controversy to try and get at the truth. This should happen again. Yeah,
they're scared. And here's why they're scared. Listen to Mark Meadows. And again, this is his words. He's a congressman. He's got access to more information than I do about this. And take a listen to what he says. I think this relates to a lot of what you call in about. Listen to Mark Meadows. Take a listen.
Bill Barr is serious about making sure that we reset and reestablish the reputation of the FBI and the Department of Justice. And I can tell you that unless someone actually goes to jail, most of the people will think that accountability didn't happen. But I believe, based on the documents I've seen, that crimes were committed and people need to go to jail.
I mean, that is a big statement. I want to take some calls, but then again, I think we can keep unpacking that statement as well. 1-800-684-3110. Do you agree with Mark Meadows, congressman from North Carolina, that for this investigation, for people to believe that this was legitimate, for accountability to occur, to trust their FBI and DOJ again, that people must go to jail? He believes that just based on what he's seen, that the crimes were committed and that there's people should go to jail because of those crimes, just based off what he has information. This is before the review done by the U.S. attorney. What are your thoughts on that? Is that your thought, that if people don't go to jail, accountability wasn't done, you continue to distrust, unfortunately, the Department of Justice and FBI? 1-800-684-3110. I mean, I kind of trust DOJ so long as Bill Barr is there. That won't be forever, and this bureaucracy has got to get cleaned up. They've got to be the ones who are scared of acting like this again. It's not the Bill Barr types. It's not the appointees so much. It is these bureaucrats. Let's go to Shane in California quickly online, too, who's been holding on. Shane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, sir?
We're good, Shane.
I am calling. I have two things.
Okay.
One is in response to the caller you had earlier.
Yeah.
Who was suggesting that we just let everything go if we can get some bipartisanship on here. I almost choked on my breakfast.
Yeah, I know. I know.
We cannot allow this to happen. This has been happening with the Clintons since Lewinsky and the whole Clinton Foundation, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
He's just been getting away with it. He's been getting away with it. And now Democrats and liberals think they can do whatever they want. They
I mean, I say, you know what? If there was a real chance at bipartisanship, I mean, I might even think about that for a moment, but I think it'd be for a moment. But there is no chance for real bipartisanship. Not when you've got the Speaker of the House saying she wants to see President Trump behind bars, when Joe Biden's about to deliver a speech calling our U.S. president, elected by the people, commander-in-chief, an existential threat to the country. You're not going to see bipartisanship, so you don't let up on draining the swamp. Give us a call. Final segment coming up, 1-800-684-3110. Seek justice. Seek truth. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad. standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
All right, let's get right to it. Final segment of the broadcast. A lot of calls. 1-800-684-3110. If you want to get on the air, you better call right now. 1-800-684-3110. We have just two lines open, and this is the time to grab those lines so you can get your comments in on what we now know is how broad a scope and how deep the investigation will go into the spying. Yeah, that's what it was. Spying on the Trump campaign. And it's, again, Wes Smith said something to me during our break. We had a video going on Facebook and Periscope. Wes, I think it's important for you to point out, because Joe Biden's going to give this speech today. He's the leading presidential candidate for the Democrats right now, though his poll numbers do continue to drop. He's going to call, he put out there so we'd all know about it already, the president an existential threat to the country. And you said you had a counter to that.
Yeah, what we're looking at, all of this possible malfeasance, this illegal activity, this corruption at the highest levels of the FBI and the Department of Justice and possibly the intelligence community, this kind of these kinds of things, that is the real existential threat to the United States of America. This is the kind of thing that doesn't happen in a democracy, in a constitutional republic. The people of America deserve to trust their government. And at the highest levels, and admittedly, it's not all FBI agents, it's the highest levels of the FBI, the DOJ, perhaps the intelligence community, certain departments, they have violated the trust of the American people. Yeah. And what Attorney General Barr is trying to do, thankfully, is to restore some of that trust and to help people to realize that no one is above the law, not even law enforcement.
That's right. And Than, I want to address the caller who in the last segment, the last caller in the last segment, who also brought up the idea that, you know, we've let these folks get away with this for so many years, and he brought up the Clintons. But there is actually a U.S. attorney out in Utah who is investigating just those matters, Clinton Foundation, Uranium One. And so far, we haven't heard, and that was his mandate, John Huber, a U.S. attorney in Utah. He was appointed to do that way back by, I think it was Jeff Sessions at the time. And we haven't heard anything to the contrary that investigation is over into the Clintons.
No, everything we've heard is that it's still open, Jordan. So that leaves a plethora of open investigations. The one we're talking about today from the Attorney General, the one from John Huber, the one that the Inspector General is initiating. And I also think it brings to mind the remarks that you played from Mark Meadows talking about how there's new information that the scope of individuals who knew the information from Christopher Steele was fraudulent before they presented it to the FISA court. So you take all of that together, Jordan, and I know it's frustrating to wait, but look, you don't put an arbitrary into investigations. You follow evidence where it leads. Otherwise, the end of those investigations, Jordan, they're short-circuited and they don't mean anything. They don't reveal the truth. So you have to let them run their course as far as the evidence leads if you want people to be held accountable. I do too. We can't let our intelligence agencies use information they knew it was false to spy on the American people. But Jordan, you can't stop the investigations before they're complete if you actually want justice.
No, and I think too, there is one of the timelines here, and I'm not 100% sure on this, but to prevent this from happening again, we know when the next presidential election is. It's November 3rd of 2020. So I do think that these investigators do have some kind of timeline to work with on the most important aspects of their investigation. So if there's anything that they need to get shut down, I'm not necessarily saying that the prosecutions would be done or that the charges would be brought or that they would be done with their investigation, but they could take steps now to make sure that those problems don't happen again on November 3rd or leading up to November 3rd of 2020. Let's get right to the phones. That's what we do in the final segment of this broadcast. We do it by order. People have been holding on. Diane's first in Florida on line three. Diane, welcome to JSecuo Live.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. From what it sounds, and if I'm understanding correctly, there was an investigation that was started in 2015, 2016, and then it broke off into the Mueller report,
right?
That investigation. So why isn't the first investigation still running concurrent? Why didn't they continue investigating while the other one was going on, or did they?
It got taken over. So when the special counsel was appointed, they took that mandate over. And in fact, I remember Peter Strzok, who was investigating that, went over to the special counsel's team. So it was supposed to be a continuation of that the Russian influence and Russia trying to influence our elections. So, Than, that did happen. But what happened was that those investigators were dirty investigators. So the Mueller team had to get rid of them.
That's right, Jordan. And I would just say there actually is a lot of relevant information inside the report, the Mueller report, on foreign influence into our elections that should be pursued by the United States Congress. But Jordan, they're not doing that. They're picking a petty partisan fight with the president when there's a real job to do here. There's a real job to do inside our own intelligence community and a real job to do to combat that foreign influence. Jordan, they ought to focus on those two things, and they're not doing it.
Todd is calling from Florida on line 5. Todd, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hey, Jordan, how you doing?
Hey, we're good, Todd.
Listen, the problem that I have is like an underlying issue that nobody seems to be talking about. The articles of impeachment, the 10 items in the report that the Democrats cry about as obstruction, the majority of those were derived from notes that were taken during meetings with Trump and his staff and his legal staff.
Yep.
Is that not protected under the first
attorney-client privilege and executive privilege? Todd, it's why the Mueller team said out of those 10 things, with all of those 10 different items, they couldn't come up with a conclusion on whether there was obstruction. You know, remember after Bob Mueller gave those remarks, and they tried to say, "Look, he countered what Bill Barr said. He said the only reason they didn't bring charges of obstruction was because of the Office of Legal Counsel memo saying that you can't charge a sitting president." That's Bob Mueller never even got to that step. And they released a statement right after that with the special counsel spokesperson and the Department of Justice spokesperson saying that Bob Mueller was not contradicting Bill Barr, that the special counsel's team could not determine whether obstruction occurred. So there was nothing stopping them from saying in their report that they believe there was obstruction of justice. They actually said the opposite, that they could not come to a conclusion on that. They could not determine whether there was obstruction. So, again, it wasn't the whether or not they could prosecute it. They couldn't even get to the step of saying, would they prosecute it, which they could have put in the – nothing would have stopped them from putting that in the report alone. So I think, again, just to make that clear to everyone, let's take the final call of the day. Cole in California on line 1. Cole, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you, team. My question relates to the mainstream media. Seems to me that someone should be holding them accountable for reporting the real news instead of the fake news, because I think they're doing more harm than good by reporting news with a partisan slant.
Well, you know what? One way it's countered is by the American people choosing where they get their news sources. And I think you're calling in from the Bay Area in California, so you're getting local news that's extremely slanted as well. So that's one thing. But national news coverage, just look at the ratings. Look at who leads in the ratings. So where people do get their news from the media outlets like cable news, they're going to Fox News 2-1 over any of the other networks. They're not getting it from the New York Times, the Washington Post, who, by the way, half the time is contradicting themselves on these matters. They're going to talk radio. If you want to get involved, you know, but I think what happens, and you're right, is the danger is that when you lead up to a presidential election, suddenly people do start tuning in to news that don't often turn in, and they may not realize the slantedness. And I think that's when it becomes important for us to play a role to keep pointing that out. So I think you're right, John. Great show today. Folks, go to ACLJ.org. As always, there's so much work we do we can't get to on this broadcast. ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.